Chapter 28, Turn It Over to God. Now we're getting to the conclusion of this brief, simple formula that we've spent the last few chapters exploring. And that formula, once again, is breathe, feel, witness, and turn it over to the divine. This little formula can be used in any situation that we encounter in life. Whenever something comes up, we can breathe into it, we can feel whatever emotion is arising, and of course, before that, we can even become aware of the body sensations that are present. We can step back into the position of ourself and witness what is happening, which helps us not to identify with it and get lost within it. And finally, we can gather all of it up and turn it over to the one that has enough intelligence, enough power, and enough love to deal with the situation from a perspective and a vantage point and a level of consciousness that we can only aspire to. The ability to turn everything over to something larger than us reminds us that it really isn't our job to know what to do with every single thing that arises in our lives, especially the more challenging moments. All we really need to remember is that we can turn it all over to that larger intelligence, that larger love, that infinite power that knows exactly how to steward the little boat of our lives through the situation and to a place beyond it, where we're going to experience a lot more peace and a lot more harmony than what we're probably experiencing at the moment around this situation. So this experience will offer us another opportunity to cultivate the ability to turn things over. That is its entire point. So right now, you can let yourself settle into a comfortable position for your physical body. You can let your eyes close and once again become aware of the breath, your good friend, your faithful companion. And as you feel each breath coming in and going back out, ask the wise self that you are to show your human self something that it's time to turn over to the divine. It might be an outer challenge. It could be a thought pattern that is creating suffering. Or maybe it's a relationship issue. Or something else. In any case, just let the self bring it to your attention and trust whatever starts to surface. It could also be a recurring troubling feeling or something else that weighs upon your mind and heart. Whatever it is, invite it to come into your awareness now. Take a few moments to just be with whatever is emerging. Just kind of getting a good look at whatever it is. Give yourself some empathy for this challenge in yourself or your life. When you have a clear sense of what is ready to be surrendered to the One, feel how deeply and truly you want assistance. Feel your willingness to turn the issue over and to give the divine total authority to do whatever is necessary to bring you through this to the other side. When you align your consciousness like this, you open the door to the infinite flow of divine grace. It's really true that the divine is always there wanting to help us, but we must ask. The divine will never impose itself upon us. So now, in your own words, give your challenge to the divine. The exact wording is not important. What matters is your sincere desire in your heart and soul to turn the issue over and to open to receive the divine help that is available to you. It's powerful to speak your intentions aloud. But if that feels awkward, or if others might hear, focusing on your intentions silently works too. As you say, or possibly think, the words that come, feel yourself turning it all over. Feel the sticky little human hands releasing their hold on the entire matter. Let's allow a few moments of silence for this process to complete itself. And if you need more time to communicate with the divine about this issue or challenge, just simply hit the pause button and let it take as long as it wants to. And now, if you're feeling that you've said what needs to be said and you've experienced your willingness to turn the whole thing over to the divine, just notice how that feels. Do you sense that you really have fully given the situation to God? Or is part of you hanging on to some aspect of it in some way? Sometimes it can be hard to let things go. They can seem to be a part of us. We might even view the issue or the challenge as core to who we are, which may bring up the fear that we wouldn't exist without it. Our human selves become attached to whatever they believe is fundamental to who we are or to our very identity. And so if you sense anything like this going on, ask the divine to remove any identification and attachment to the issue so you can go free. You might say something like, "This has nothing to do with who I really am. I don't want to cling to any little bit of this for one more second." Then breathe and feel whatever comes. Notice how it feels to let go of your hold on this issue or emotion. Savor the sense of freedom that is replacing what was there within you. Invite some new words to come to describe your experience and speak them aloud or to yourself. You might even enjoy journaling about this. And when you feel complete with this turning it over process, you can move on in the book to the reflection section and contemplate what's there.